So we're now going to take a vacation from our lives, no matter how good or how bad or how challenging or how exciting or boring. We do this, we start off by closing our eyes. When we close our eyes, we're letting go of the visual sense port that is the sense realm that, of course, tends to lure us out into the world around us. So by closing the curtains before our eyes, we're but literally and symbolically letting go of the world. It's also a way to remind ourselves to drop the stories that we've been living in. So we can start with sounds, which are still arriving. It's important not to go out and reach for sounds to try to still flood our awareness out into the world, but just receive any sounds that are occurring outside. And when we do that, try not to picture the causes of the sounds, whether it's footsteps or sirens or cars honking. Try not to visualize what's causing these sounds to arise. Just hear the sound as basically vibrations that are arising and passing. Trying to develop the practice of not judging the sound, not visualizing it, not wishing it would go away or clinging to it, not adding a story about it. It's just a very receptive, receiving observing mind state. Now, as we bring our awareness fully into the body, let all the sounds outside just begin to blur. And but bring that same spirit of not judging or visualizing the externals of things. Just feel what the body feels like from the inside without judging or pushing away. trying to develop a very accepting, compassionate way of viewing our inner experience. And the first step of that is to not resist anything that you encounter. It could be tension or just mental agitation, worry, boredom. Whatever you're encountering, when you look within, just start by not resisting it. It's that energy of trying to get rid of what's happening inside of us that causes so much suffering, stress. So immediately when you just change the mind from judging and pushing away to just observing, greeting, there's so much less stress we add to our external experience, internal experience, our the way we feel in our own bodies. Bring your awareness up to the crown of the head, and we'll just begin to scan down the body, noticing how it feels, each area. And where we can, releasing any tightness. Starting with the forehead, just notice how sensations feel and notice if there's a way we can relax, make it feel as softened as possible, allowing the eyes to settle. Especially if they have a tendency to move behind the eyelids. Just allow the eyelids and the eyes to really just sink and relax. You have a tendency to grind your jaw or to hold your jaw tight. Just see if you can release it. Allow your jaw to hang comfortably. Allowing the shoulders to fall away from the ears. The arms should be hanging as heavily as they can from the torso. No energy involved. The only energy in the body should be flowed towards the spine to keep us balanced and upright. But see if you can release it from the arms. And the hands are comfortably landing on the thighs or wherever you have them. Just really feel the palms is very soft. If it feels okay, very gently pulling the shoulders and arms a little back to open up the chest. And as you receive the breath, try not to perceive it as pulling in and pushing out, but simply opening to allow the breath in and releasing the breath out. So the sensations are much less dramatic or energetic, they're very calming. So bring the awareness down to the belly and really soften the abdomen so that any tendency you have of keeping your abdomen tight and tucked in, right now just release it. Just see how fully it can expand without feeling forced. Allowing the hip bones and buttocks to really release so you're making full contact with the cushion. You're just really sinking into the cushion. And there's no tension and the sit bones to keep you upright. It's just your balance that's keeping you seated. And scanning down the legs, first the left and the right, just releasing, allowing the legs to make constant, relaxed contact with the ground. So now that we've scanned through the inner experiences of the body, take a moment to notice the outer layer, the skin, where we tend to place a boundary between where we consider ourselves to begin and the world outside to end, that sense of armoring or shell that we use to determine our personal space, as it were. And just see if you can soften that a bit. Release that sense of guardedness and defensiveness, making a softer contact with the rest of the world around us. Wherever we feel contact at first with the cushion, with our clothing, just the space directly around us, see if you can allow there to be a little softening, a release of defensiveness. Some people experience this as the breath coming directly into the body through the skin. When you're ready, find the movements of the breath and the body. Don't think of the breath in terms of air, just think of it in terms of the movement your body makes to bring in and out the breath. The very subtle movements in the chest and abdomen and shoulders, and throat and nose and mouth. Just make real conscious contact with the breath as a life force that's keeping us alive all the time. Begin to lower your awareness from behind the eyes into the sensations of the breath, like you're lowering a baby into the arms of a mother, or you're climbing into a boat that's very gently swaying with calm body of water. Feel yourself lowering into the body and making contact with the rhythms of the breath that are keeping you alive right now. And as we move into the silent part, just ask yourself two questions. How can I make the breath as peaceful and calming to the mind as possible? What kind of breath would make me feel relaxed and peaceful? And once in a while, ask the question, where is my mind right now? If you've wandered away from being aware of the body and the breath, just note whatever thought is lured you away, without adding any judgment or any frustration, just release the imaginary world away and bring your awareness back to what's real, what's happening right now. The body is breathing and the mind is watching. That's the only thing that's real right now. So it's always a good practice as we begin the transition from the meditation. It's important to note any moments of peace and calm, serenity that you acquired from through your efforts. Noting that you didn't have to spend any money or go anywhere or do anything external. You didn't have to win anyone's approval or get anyone's permission. This peace and calm is unconditional, which means it's available all the time. It has no side effects. It does nothing but bring peace and calm to the mind and body, which is a very wonderful and healthy thing to do for oneself. Now, if the mind was jumpy and was difficult to settle, that's all right, that happens to everyone. That's a universal experience. So don't take it personally. Just note whichever thoughts were luring you away or whatever daydreams, and just note. So the next time those thoughts arise, you'll know that they are thoughts that can get in the way of your peace and serenity. So make the transition as gradual as you can, saving sight for last. You don't want to throw away any tranquility you've developed, and you want to rebalance the mind between being aware of what's going on around you while maintaining awareness of what's going on inside of you as well. This is a balanced mind. This is what the Buddha called mindfulness. Aware of how we're breathing, how the body is holding itself, but also yet aware of what's going on around us as well.